first met him in the classroom back in 1963. We seemed to hit off pretty good. We were mates, Mick and me. He wasn't such a big kid even back then at the start, and he wasn't all that clever either, but Jesus, he could fart. I first found that out in class one day when things were going pretty slow, and just to keep us all amused, Mick let this fucking ripper go. Oh God, you should have been there. Look, I'd describe it if I could, but I just turned around and I said, hey Mick, you're fucking good. And at the inter-school grand final on the rugby field that time, we were getting beaten. They were 12 and we were 9, and play was 3 yards from our goal line when the referee called a scrum. And Mick said, don't worry fellas, we've as good as got it won. So we just locked ourselves down in the scrum and we held each other's nose. And Mick, our little hooker, he let this fucking ripper go. Well, it stung their nose and it burnt their eyes and it even scorched the grass. And I twigged right then and there, he had a double jointed ass. Mick, me mate, the master farter, put the art back into farting with his custom tailored farts. Mick, me mate, the master farter, broke new ground in break and win with his double jointed ass. And it was just a couple of years later, we both went to see Kamal. It was a really poshy sort of show in this great big bloody hall, and all the blokes were dressed like penguins, and you should have seen the sorts. And Kamal himself wore a Sheila's dress like a bloody black boy George. And we were all locked in there like sardines for the show to get underway. But the tuba player didn't lob. He'd booked off crook that day, and Kamal said, without a tuba player, I cannot commence the show. So old Mick jumps up, said, Sambo, mate, I'll have a fucking go. Well, from then on in, I honestly thought that the whole show would be ruined. But he just winked at me and picked that tuba up just like he knew what he was doing. Then the maestro tapped his little stick to tell the band to start. Mick just shut his eyes and cocked his leg and then began to fart. Well, you could have heard a pin drop that night there in the hall. And it's hard to say who sounded best, Mick farting or Kamal. Then the audience just went apeshit. They cheered and clapped and stood. And Kamal smiled as if to say, hey, Mick, you're fucking good. Mick, me make the master farter. Put the art back into farting with his custom tailored farts. Mick, me make the master farter. With his true pitch perfect calibrated double jointed ass. Well, good news travels fast, it seems, and it wasn't very long before Mick got this midnight phone call from Ben Lexon and Alan Bond. They said, Mick, we got this specialist job and we're prepared to pay ya. Mick, old son, would you consider farting for Australia? We'll just prop you on our brand new yacht when there's no sea breeze blowing, and get Mick the master farter to starter and keep the bastard going. So Mick went into training on sausage rolls and pies and Vegemite and Foster's beer and a scholarship from Heinz. The world had never seen before a yacht so finely groomed, or a crew so fit and young and strong, or an ass so finely tuned. The Yanks weren't even in the race, not even in the same class, what with Ben Lexon and his secret keel and Mick's fuel-injected ass. Well, he come back a bloody hero, didn't he? The All-Australian boy. And the government commissioned this bloke to do a big statue of his coit. And I can still see Mick standing there when they conferred his knighthood, and Bob Hawke pinning it on, saying, hey, Mick, you're fucking good. Mick, me mate the master farter, put the class back into farting with his designer label farts. Mick, me mate the master farter, with his true pitch perfect calibrated turbo thrusted fuel injected winds protected double jointed ass.